Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now with Ted and Melissa, retired Rear Admiral Stephen Rashawn is on the phone. Now, you were also the former White House chief usher from 2007 to 2011. What does that job exactly entail? What's the job description on that?
I guess I can equate it to a general manager of a five-star plus hotel.
Mm.
Except we only have a couple of guests that stay every night.
Tell us what happens in the residence on Inauguration Day, between when President Obama leaves and President Trump arrives?
Well, nothing can be moved, actually, until they walk out of the North Portico to enter the limousine to go to Capitol Hill. I am standing on the North Portico to see the limousine take off with both presidents, and then that's when I give the staff the signal to start the moving out of the sitting president.
So it's move the Obamas out and move everything that the Trumps have pre-selected back into the White House, clean it, the whole thing?
And it's just your staff of 95 people that are doing this?
Well, yes. It's 95 plus maybe some contract help that we normally have, extra butlers or folks to come help. In this case, even my 44-year-old son said, Dad, hey, can I help? You know, I said, well, you can't get paid. So, we don't allow the trucking companies to come in the house. Every inauguration, they try to give you a line that, oh, I'm used to moving everything in myself. No, we let them stop at the door. They can load off their truck. And then the staff, 95 plus people, usually about 100 or so more, will come in and move.
The article that I read in USA Today about this talked about that a lot of the things can be changed in the White House and that there's a list of things that are not allowed to be touched. Give us an example of a few of those things that cannot be changed.
Well, that's an excellent question, because if you're not familiar with the executive residence, that house belongs to the people. And there are certain things historic that you cannot change. The ground floor and the state floor. Those are very historic furnishings and paintings. It's controlled by the White House Historical Association. And so if a president, incoming president, is not aware of that, they're quickly informed of that by the chief usher.
We're talking to Rear Admiral and former White House butler, Stephen Rashawn. In 5 hours, all of this takes place. When the Obamas leave the White House, they leave it as is, and it's all changed over in these 5 hours. We talked about the things that cannot be changed in the White House, but coming up, we're going to talk about the things that can be. In fact, structural changes to the White House that one of the Obama's daughters requested.
B98.5.
What that was is coming up next on B98.5. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now with Ted and Melissa. During the 5 hours of the inauguration tomorrow, a team of 100 White House staff members moved the Obama family out and the Trump family in. And we're talking to Admiral Stephen Rashawn, who's on the phone. He was the chief butler at the White House from 2007 to 2011. A couple of minutes ago, we talked about things that the family cannot change in the residence for historical reasons. But what about the things that the family coming in can change?
They can actually ask us to put up or remove walls depending on their family size. In the case of the Obamas, there were two young daughters. One of them didn't like the idea that their bedroom was open to the First Lady's beauty salon. And, of course, the young daughter said, well, I don't want my bedroom open up to mom and dad's salon. So we were able to close that in and build a wall that could actually be taken down if the next president wants that open.
I'm fascinated that there's a salon in the White House.
And there's a bowling alley too, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a very nice bowling alley. There's a very nice exercise room on the third floor.
And each of those put in by past presidents.
Right.
President Trump can come in and make whatever changes he wants to the appropriate floors.
Yeah, he can. Usually the bowling alley stays. If he really says, that's enough. I want it out of there. That could be accommodated, similar to the swimming pool that used to be indoors where the press corps is. It was an indoor swimming pool, and that was changed, and then now it's an outdoor swimming pool.
And Trump wants to make it into an indoor swimming pool, apparently.
He wants to get the press out of there, yeah.
I just read that recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very quickly, the article mentioned the emotion. Were you there for the final goodbye from the Bushes?
Well, not only was I there, I had to actually speak on behalf of the staff and give them a farewell. And, you know, being 36 years in the military, I consider myself a tough guy, but I cried.
Yeah. I guess everybody gets really...
The president got quite choked up.
Well, that's, I mean...
The first lady got choked up. The whole daggone room got choked up.
There's nearly a decade. I mean, and you watch those girls grow up. Like, yeah. I mean, they become your family.
You said it perfectly right. They do become family because they get so attached to the staff. The staff stays there on the average of 20 to 25 years. I retired one guy with 50 years of service.
Mm.
So, and it's non-political. That's the other thing about the House that people don't understand. The resident leaves politics to the East and West Wing, and we have a cardinal rule that we never discuss politics inside the 55,000 square feet.
Well, I want to be respectful. I know you have another meeting that you've got scheduled, Admiral, but thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, my gosh. I could talk to you all day. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome to call back.
All right, love.
Appreciate it. Have a great day. God bless, and be well.
God bless you, too. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.